帖前二章四节七节。
But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children. Amen. But we were gentle in your midst.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Gentle. In your midst, as a nursing mother. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We
cherish. Cherish. Amen. Cherish her own children. Own children. Amen.
自己的孩子。
Amen. In this session, we'd like to fellowship again a further kind of word to the sisters related to their vital function in the church life. Before we do that, I did get a few questions.I think it might be good to try to answer some of them or to give a response to some of these questions. As a parent, how do we find the balance between being overly strict and sheltering our children from the world and allowing them too much contact, freedom with the worldly things?
在教养他们如何取得平衡，如何会不会过度的严格，或者是给他们自由。
But that's why God has given us husbands,
所以主给我们有弟兄
to fellowship with.
有丈夫来交通。
I don't think any of us can decide this for others. I struggled with this with my children when I was raising them.
我也蛮挣扎的，在我自己养育小孩的过程中。
So different today.
但尤其是今天又到一个特别的时代，我们需要知道，
The church can't determine what is okay and what's not okay.
教会没有办法决定什么是 OK 什么是不 OK， 是父母来决定的。
No one knows how your child will react.
没有人知道你的小孩会怎么反应，或是他们的限制，只有我们知道。所以只有父母才是做这件事的人。
And we could just make a statement, say, okay, no radio, no television, no movies, no school.
你也可以直接跟小孩说，哦，不可以，不上学，不看，不听电视，不听录音机。
You might think, oh boy, I send my kids to the best school.
你可能会觉得，哦，你可能会认为，哦，你把他们送到最好的学校。
Just as bad as any movie or television or.You have to be parents all the time.
You 需要成为父母
啊，
在每个时候你都是父母。
You know the best thing for moms
is
that they converse with their children every day. They develop such a friendship, such a close relationship with their children.
就是好的关系，也是一个好的友谊的关系。
They can tell you their failures. They can tell you their mistakes.
他们可以告诉我们他们的错误，他们的失败。
You won't react.
然后我们不会过，不会不适当的反应。
But then you can be mom to them.
我们可以是他们的母亲。
Every kid needs mom like that.
每个小孩都需要这样的母亲。
Before they go to bed, converse with them.
在他们上床之前，可以说说他们的情形，哎，今天如何？
Have this kind of relationship so that when they have conflict,
能够与他们有这样子的关系，叫他们当他们有很严重的问题的时候。你乃是第一个跟他们有交通的人。
The time they were little, you were cultivating that, you were fostering that.
当他们小的时候，我们乃是这样养育他们。
Maybe entering into those troublesome teenage years.
所以当他们
you're the one they're going to ask questions
about. 成为青年人的时候，我们也是要问他们问题，与他们相处。
Watch Mani said this. He said, if you're not close with your children,
如果我们和小孩 在他们的前二十年跟他们不亲近的话，那在接下来的二十年你也没有办法与他们亲近。
So you have to learn how to be close.
所以我们需要学习要如何与他们亲近。
Dads can't do that so well.
爸爸没有办法做得那么的好，因为父子的关系是不一样的。但是妈妈是不一样的。
So I don't know how to answer that question.
所以我不知道要如何这样子的回答这样的问题，但是你需要，也只有你能够决定。
Remember how the Lord,
主如何
？He kept committing. He kept committing, and we have to do the same thing. When they ask us, oh, we have to start breathing, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, what am I going to say?Oh Lord Jesus, I don't know what to say.
要问主说，主啊，我应该要怎么说？
So it's not your natural reaction.
不是我们自己天然的行为。
The way you were brought up, it's you mingled with God.
乃是我们跟主
交通。And then you might say something. Well, let me think about it. Let me talk to your dad.
或者是有时候可以说，我可以跟你的爸爸交通，然后我再跟你有交通。
So you could fellowship.
需要有这样子的关系跟交通。
Sorry, that's my response. I don't have a better answer.
抱歉，这是我的回答，没有更好的回答。
Okay, is it appropriate to read the Bible without explanation to my children who are ages 7, 4, and 2, so that they have the knowledge but not the understanding yet?
跟我的小孩一同读圣经，但没有特别的有解释，
yes,
只是在他们
yes.
小的时候，那答案是是的，是非常的好的。如果父母可以跟小孩一起的读圣经，这是很健康的，尤其是跟小孩一同的祷告，这也是非常正常、健康、合适的。我们不需要有太多的解释。不需要跟他们说内在很重要的事。
And you know, then they're going to ask questions.
他们可能会问问题。
When they ask questions, then you have to answer the questions.
当他们问问题的时候，我们可以回答，然后并且要简单的回答。
Just like you would answer a question to someone who just got saved.
就像我们回答一个初信的弟兄姊妹一样。
And you may feel that this is not the right time.
有时候他们问你，你可能。你可能觉得不适合整，就是告诉他们，就是整个从创世纪要给他们一个比较简单的回答，然后满足他们，然后不要太深入。但是跟小孩们一起读圣经是非常好的，这是非常好的事。
Do not think that will constitute premature knowledge. It's when you're teaching them things. It's when you're trying to explain things that it becomes a little bit dangerous.
So, 如果是太
okay, another one.
解释太多，其实有时候是
危险的。Why did Jesus tell John his cousin to take care of his mother when she had her own children?
为什么耶稣跟约翰说
？The Lord had at least four brothers, I think.
啊，主要至少四个兄弟。
James and Josie and yeah, and then it mentions his sisters.
然后他就说到他的姐妹。
Besides Jesus, there were at least six other kids in that family. But there's something you'll notice in the Gospels is that Joseph is never mentioned after a certain point. After 12 years old, Joseph is not mentioned anymore.
后来就没有再提到约瑟。
I'm not teaching you. I'm guessing like you that probably he died.
我不是在教导你们，但是我猜想。
And left Mary with at least seven children. And so it would certainly be appropriate for his own brothers, James in particular, to pick up the mantle, the burden of the family together with his mother. But it might be that those brothers and sisters were quite young.
They were too young. 兄弟和姐妹非常的年纪非常的小。
John, his cousin,
约翰的 cousin 的表兄弟。
That would be my guess, and I'm not teaching. Like I said, I'm not teaching.
这是我的猜想不是我的教导。
Somewhere in the ministry that probably the Lord's Joseph, I was going to say the Lord's father, but Joseph was not his father.
有可能
约瑟the children.
然后玛利亚才是就是教导小孩的母亲。
Years old, there's no more mention of Joseph anymore.
所以在十二岁，在主十二岁的时候就没有再提到约瑟，也就是他所谓他的父亲。
My understanding.
所以这是、okay. 这是我的了解。
The next question: How can we have more flow of the Spirit and life
in the
prayer meetings and the prophesy meetings?
我们要如何有流通的灵在祷告聚会跟在祷告聚会中，还有圣言聚会中。
You have to ask yourself.
对。
Who's going to bring the flow?
答案是我们要问自己，谁来
？We have a prayer meeting.We need the flow of the Spirit. When we have a prophesying meeting, we need the exercise and flow of the Spirit.
在见证在做见证的聚会中，我们需要有灵的流通。
Is it going to be your responsibility?
这是谁的责任呢？是我们的呢？还是
you want a fire here?
我们需要有圣灵的火跟圣灵的流在这里。
It has to be every one of us.
但谁要负责呢？乃是我们每一个人。所以我们是我们，我们要决定说，哎，这是我要做的，这是我的责任，我乃要释放我的灵。所以我不是要坐在这里没有做什么，乃是我要坐在这里释放我的灵，操练我的灵。
The meeting starts in the car. It starts on the way.
其实这个聚会其实是从我们开车来的路上就开始
了。And why?
对，当我们到的时候，我们大家都聚在一起的时候，我们就有这个圣灵的火，跟火热的灵，跟圣灵的流在我们中间。
Strike a match, then it's going to be hard. Actually, this touches a little bit the fellowship that I'd like to give in this last session, to the sisters.
所以这其实跟
要姊妹
们交通的灵是有关系的。
我
很高兴今天有一些弟兄们有来这里与我们一起。
But I'd like to convey to you a little history.
我要交通一些
历史
跟在主的恢复
中
的地方。
Probably know the situation firsthand if you were.But in the early 1950s, from 1949 until about 1954, the Lord's recovery had spread to the island of Taiwan, out of mainland China, primarily due to the, and many saints were fleeing as refugees out of China to Taiwan. And just like the refugee crisis today, approximately 3 million Chinese fled mainland China.Into Taiwan.
是有三百万的难民从中国到台湾，在那个时候。
Taiwan, Formosa, was a backward country, third world country, without much infrastructure, without much riches, backward country.
没有许多，没有太多基础建设的国家。台湾
China were flooding there, fleeing to get away from.The communist takeover. And the brothers realized that this is a tremendous opportunity for the gospel to be preached. So they did something.
They prayed,
they fellowshiped, and they put their money together. They only had a few hundred dollars that they could gather up from the willing saints who left everything and lost everything in the migration.And they put their money together and they printed up gospel tracts enough to put on every door in the city of Taipei. They also printed up some colorful gospel posters.
From Taipei 开始，
and they pasted them at the bus stop, at the train station, and many of the saints put those big color posters on their front door.
贴在这些地方的前门上面，所以这些福音的单张，
所以然后就将他们分
成队，弟兄姊妹分成队，
然后发放
福音单张。
And what they did through their prayer,
所以他们经过了他们的祷告操练。
They brought in an atmosphere of the gospel.
然后
not only to the church, but to the whole city. The whole city
将福音带到
整个 got one of these in their hands.
城市台北市。
And they would walk out of their house to go down to the bus station to take the bus. And there it was, another one, just like what they had in their hand. They got to the train station, and there was another one. And they realized, my, these people are everywhere.
就发送给大家。
But there were only a few. And then on Lord's days,
然后在主日的时候,
you know, there was nothing to do. Nobody
played
sports, nobody, there was no stadiums.No football games, no hockey matches.
No football games, no
hockey matches.
No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no
hockey matches. No football games,
no hockey
matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no
hockey
matches.
No football
games, no hockey matches. No football games,
no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no
hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches. No football games, no hockey matches.Praying,
有的时候他们也会跪下来一同的祷告然后如此的来传福音
所以这
时候就带进非常多人
去信主
然后或者是留下他们的电话地址聚集他们就是聚集他们所传福音的人的一些资讯
来The church grew from 300-400 to 30,000 or 40,000.
所以教会从三四百人啊，扩展到两三千人。
Of baptized, new believers.
许多人的受浸，有许多新人受浸。
What do you do? You have a church in Taipei with hardly even one meeting hall.
所以这时候在台北其实根本还没有，不算是有一个。一个聚会所，但他们却赢得了传，就是几千人的得救。那如何赢回他们呢？
Home meetings, small group meetings,
乃是借着小的排的聚集。
And when that happened, every home was opened up.
对，当有排聚集的时候，每个家都是打开的。
Your house was dirty.
对，就算他们的家，你们家可能很小，可能简陋，但是还是非常需要的。
Needed care, and so the homes all began to thrive, and it was almost like a miracle. Every saint,
非常奇迹，就是每个圣徒乃是都进功用，然后每个家乃是都打开，为着这样子福音的行传。
First by passing out the tracts.Then by going to preach the gospel, and now by reaching them through the small groups and the home meetings. And they continue, this is part of our heritage, saints. This is part of the history of the Lord's recovery. And so then what happened, 1955, I believe it was 55 or 56, because so many new ones were added to the church,The brothers felt that it would be good to invite a servant of the Lord from England, T. Austin Sparks, to come to Taiwan to help the new believers in the way of life. According to Sparks, there was nobody that was more advanced in the way of life than he was. And they thought that he could render great help.In the way of life to these young believers, so they invited him, and he came.
所以我们邀，所以他们邀请了史百克弟兄来到台湾，来给这些新人跟圣徒们的给他们帮助。
Couple years pass, and still, so many new ones they're trying to gain.
他们还在。
So they invited Brother Austin Sparks to come back. 1957, I think it was. And in 1957, when he came back, he not only ministered life to them, he also had a particular opinion concerning the practice of the church life.
关于教会实际的生活。
He didn't believe that the church should be practiced. ground of locality, on the ground of oneness. He actually opposed this thought. His thought was very spiritual, hard to argue with, that the gathering of believers that has the most constitution of Christ is the gathering that can be called the church the most. Because the church is Christ. So if you have a gathering of saints over here, no matter what name they're meeting under, if they have a lot of Christ, they are more the church than this big gathering of thousands of believers who do not have that much Christ. So he's very spiritual, but dissenting, particularly from the ground of the church. The brotherly have raised up, brought to the Lord, and trained a good number of young co-workers, both in China and now in Taiwan, had been under the training that came under the influence of Austin Sparks, and also became dissenting against the brothers, against the church life, and particularly against the practice of the ground of the church. But they didn't leave the church, they just became opposers from within. They were dissenting. They had a different attitude. They felt that they had seen something further. They had seen a higher vision of Christ. So they were undermining. And it turns out that this group of young co-workers were the ones who were bearing the responsibility in the small groups, the campus work with the college students, the young people's work, and the children. So what happened? This dissenting continued for not just 1 year, 2 years, 7 years, from 1958 until 1965. Brother Lee had already moved to the U.S. by this time. The brothers in Taiwan were begging him to come back.
1958年到1965年的时候，李弟兄还是到了台湾。
Eventually, in 1965, they left the church life. But in their leaving, they carried away a whole young generation. Churches were wiped out. The number meeting by this time was only about 4,000. Maybe 4,000 on the list, maybe 2,500 or so in the meetings. Not much was left. After such a glorious beginning, the enemy had really come in to devastate the church in Taipei. I'm telling you this because I want to say one aspect about this that involves the sisters very much. The influence of Austin Sparks was such. In England, he had built up a ministry station called Honor Oak. I don't even know where that was. I've never been there. But it was a center, a ministry center. His followers, the ones that had been gained by him, were all the audience, providing him an opportunity to minister. And he was ministering life, ministering resurrection. He had seen something quite high concerning the resurrection life of Christ. And he had been up, and that's where people, seekers of Christ, would gather to listen.
所以当就许多人是寻求基督的，就聚集在一起，哎，听他的广播。
Felt that this is the right way to go on.
在台湾,
so their burden was to build up
ministry centers
where they could be the Austin Sparks of Taipei, and they could give messages and speak to large crowds and make a name for themselves in that way.
照着十百科弟兄这样说，所以大家，那有许多圣徒就离开了。
所以主的工作也是就被受了破坏。那儿童工作也受影响。 and then his son is 40, and you got the grandfather, the son, and the grandson, but there's no children, there's no kids rolling on the floor, there's no fighting, there's no screaming, there's no yelling. He said, you're doomed, you're doomed. Why? There's no future. There's no future there.
Well,
this was the situation.
Okay. Now, I'm telling
you this, because many of the churches in the recovery are facing a very similar kind of situation. Not that we have rebellion, not that we have turmoil, but we don't have very many children. We don't have many young ones.
当时还是没有许多的儿童，没有不够没有儿童跟青年人年轻人。
And so we're going to have to face something here. There might be a gap.
可能会有一个。
And so, let me tell you how Brother Lee
中断
was burdened to face this kind of situation.
我们需要来面对这样子的状况。
Make sure I'm covering all my bases here.Well, he began to.
So, 当时李
Now you fast forward to about 1967.
So, 李弟兄当时就从1967年开始。
He was going back there, and you could say it was time for reconstruction. You know, what had issued out of that turmoil of 7-8 years was devastation.
这七八年的这个破坏，像这整个教会，乃像是被夷平了一样。
All stop. They're over.
所以这些
because of the congregation kind of influence, the influence about building up a big ministry center, a big congregation, it de-emphasized the small groups and the homes.
所以当时因为想要用更一个大的行动来吸引群众，反而就是使得这些家聚会、小型的聚会就没有继续没有被重视，也没有继续进行。所以整个教会的工作，像青年人的工作、儿童的工作，整个都停下来了。像这些小的家的聚会都没了，其实所有的姊妹的功能也就没了，就姊妹们也无法进攻了。
That is their place. That is where their function is.
家才是姊妹们能够进攻用的地方。
That is where they thrive. It's in the small groups, the vital groups, the home meetings.
所以家聚会呢是非常重要的。
But actually, Brother Lee was quite precise in his utterances. But for now, I'll use these all in a synonymous way. When the Holy Spirit came down on the church at the time of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the Holy Spirit invented.A new way for the church to go on. Before that time, of course, there was no church, but the Jewish had a way. They had big gatherings at the temple. They would meet in congregations in the synagogue. And so their meetings typically were congregational in nature. We read in the New Testament how the Lord was in the synagogue, and then he would come up to the front.He would take the scroll, he would read out of it. We read how Paul and Barnabas would go to the synagogues because that's where the people gathered, always in congregation. But on the day of Pentecost, what happened, when the Spirit came down, 3,000 got saved through Peter's preaching, and the Holy Spirit invented the church life.Like nobody had ever known before. It was a new thing. It was a new item. And it was house to house. It was not congregational only. It was in the temple and house to house. Altogether a new thing. I wish I could impress you. What a spectacular move of the Spirit it was that the church could get right into everyone's house.
所以当时就说，哎，教会其实是进到每个人的家里的，
所以这是我们说的教会生活，
从聚会所进到我们的家中。
连理弟兄
也说，
有几次说到。In the temple and from house to house. Do you know they had daily meetings in the temple? And they had daily meetings in the houses.
每天在会堂中有聚集。
每天也在家中有聚集。You have Peter and John, and they're going up to the tower. They were going to gather with the saints.
他们当然会去会堂中跟圣徒们一同的聚集。
Peter and John were going there to meet with them.
圣徒们没有办法来到会堂，他们就到他们的家中与他们一同的聚集，这就是当时弟兄们照顾他们的方式。
In Acts chapter 3, John's probably sitting there, standing there, amen, amen, you know, supporting him. The Lord Jesus was with those disciples for 40 days before he ascended.
主那时在升天之前呢，是与这些弟兄们在一起40天。
Let me read to you.How the Lord was with the disciples in resurrection before he ascended.
主如何在这在他升天前与弟兄们在一起。
Okay, it's going to take me a second to find it. This is one of those New Testaments that's not marked up.But let me go back to verse 3. To whom also he presented himself alive after his suffering by many irrefutable proofs, appearing to them through a period of 40 days and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. Okay, so now what the Lord is doing, he's speaking to the disciples a 40-day training on the kingdom of God. How about that?Given by the Lord Jesus. The next verse, verse 4, and as he met together with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem. Look at the note on met. As he met together with them, the footnote says, or ate together. These meetings that he had with the disciples were around the table. They were around the dinner table.As he's eating together with them, he was meeting with them, and he was fellowshipping with them about the kingdom of God.
一同的吃
he's training them how to have the church life.
并且训练他们教会的教会生活的。
It's not in the meeting hall.
不是在
part of it is
不是在会堂
the corporate meeting. So now Peter is going to the temple.
不是在会堂里面
and he's going to give a message on the kingdom of God to the congregation. They all got saved yesterday.The day before yesterday in Acts chapter 2. Now Peter's going to perfect them. They gather there. Peter gives them a message. They all go to the house. Not everybody could be there in the temple. Some had to work. Some had to carry out their chores. But now the rest of them, they're all in the houses. And they're talking, oh, did you hear what Peter shared today?Oh man, in the temple, you should have been there. Peter was talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not like we thought. We thought it was delivering us from the Roman Empire. Actually, the kingdom of God is the seed. It's the Lord himself coming into us and growing up in us as a seed. That's what the kingdom is. And all this is going on. Now, in how many houses? We don't know. Maybe 1,000 houses. Maybe 700, 800 houses.What Peter shared in the day is now being fellowshipped at night. Brother Lee called and said they must have been bubbling meetings. Everyone's talking at once. Everyone's fellowshipping. That's the church life.
That's
the church life. You go to Acts chapter 10.
来到使徒行传十章。 彼得又说
41
节
Peter's giving a message.
彼得在给一个信息
Not to all the people, but to witnesses appointed beforehand by God, 乃是给神所预先所派的见证人看，
就是我们这些从他死人中复活以后与他同吃同喝的人，就乃是给他们看见说，哎，要怎么样有这个正确的教会生活，乃是借着吃喝。
Let me see if I can begin to put some of these pieces together before we read the outline. It's kind of a fellowship. It's like a talk. It's not really like a message. I'm giving you some history. I'm giving you.
这乃是一个交通，比较不像一个课。
In Taiwan.
对，在台湾。
As a result of that devastation.
当在当时这个衰败的情况的结果。那时候姊妹们的情形就非常的令人感到失望，因为他们也没有了他们的功能，没有尽他们的功，没无法尽他们的功能。但要说一个也许对你们来说是警告的话，若教会生活是一个就像只是一个会堂的聚会所的教会生活，姊妹们乃是非常难进攻用的。所以这个教会生活乃是要进到家中，不然的话姊妹们乃是没有一个方式来进攻用。在会堂中，在聚会所里面，乃是都是弟兄们在说话，弟兄们在进攻用。乃是保罗在说但如果我们没有家聚会的话，姊妹们就没有一个地方可以进攻用。所以今天晚上乃是与你们有一个特别的交通。我不是要来我没有办法来立一个。
But there is no one here stopping you from opening your home.
但这里没有人可以阻止你们打开你们的家，一同的聚集交通，彼此有交通来在一起。这应该成为我们的习惯，然后我们享受这个聚集的时间。常常我们晚上有许多时间必须要陪孩子，然后很忙，也没有许多的时间。
I can assure you this, that as Brother Lee was back in Taiwan,
当李弟兄在台湾的时候，在1984年左右
，the matter of the small groups became the top priority.
所以这当时候这个小数目的排聚集乃是成为主要的方向。
The last few months, I have read every book I can find.
在过去的这几个月中，就我读了非常多的，读了我能读的。所以我知道，在很多地方都有姊妹们。受苦，因为他们没有办法进攻用，他们没有太多的可做的。这乃是让我们来看我们应该如何做。在上一个信息我们讲到玛利亚是一个榜样。但让我告诉你，如果我们没有在这个排聚集小组聚会里面的话，我们乃是不是健康的。所以我乃是请求你们要回到教会生活中。我们没有办法说，大的聚会在教会中的这些大聚集乃是 教会生活。
We got into the mode of going to church.
如果我们是一个模式，就是来都是来到聚会所里。这个聚会的这个文化，你来到会所。
We don't call it a church. We call it a meeting hall.
但这其实只是一个，但这不是教会，这只是聚会的地方。教会乃是圣徒们被建造在一起，是我们。
In Acts chapter 9, after the turmoil, or now after the persecution in Acts 8, that scattered the churches, scattered Jerusalem, and started many churches, there's a verse that tells us that the church throughout all Judea and Samaria had peace, being built up.
乃是我们被建造在一起。
Speaking of the church in a region, GTA had peace being built up. Past tense. Could you say that the church where you are?
教会在平安中被建造。
Probably we could. I couldn't say this. But why? Why can't we say this? It's because we didn't take.
我们要，我们没有照着使徒行传所给我们的这个方式。我们满足于，只是主日聚会，也许有点祷告聚会的这样聚集的聚会。
You can't call that a church life.That's more like going to church.
我们不能说，哎，来主日是教会生活，这只是主日。
I'm just trying my best to be faithful to the ministry and to release what the Lord has put within me.
我乃是释放，就是主在我里面的负担。
And let's see what the Lord will say.
我们来看一下纲要，看主怎么说。
This is called the church life in God's economy.After we go forth to produce believers in the Lord, we need to care for them. The best way is to set up meetings in their home. This is the real home meeting, is when you set up a meeting in the homes of the new believers. You go to their house and you feed them.
神经论中的教会生活是我们要到家里设定聚会，照顾并且照顾他们，使他们得到滋养和教导，成为长成的果子。照顾、保护、滋养和教导，我们都要自己。这样看起来好像是一个母亲在教导我们。
And may become remaining fruit.
成为长成的果子，在真葡萄树上的枝子过生活，就是在基督的身体里成为基督的扩增。圣徒们，我们就是要结果子，我们要尽功用。如果我们不尽功用的话，所有的东西都停止了，我们无法结果子，我们的心也停止了，我们的圣灵也停止了。圣言聚会和导言被讲的聚会，我们也没有办法进功用，所有的圣灵都无法扩增，也我们没有结果，没有无法结长存的果子。我们能够结果子的地方就是我们的家。我们调在一起，我们在家聚会里调在一起，才能够结果子。在约翰十五章十六节提到，我们要出去要结果子，我们的果子要长存。
He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I set you," implying I grafted you.
主耶稣说，不是你选择了我们，乃是我选择你们。但是我要告诉你们，你们要出去，是离开你们的家，去到某些地方去得到人。马太福音的二章十四节说，你们要出去，使万人做我们的门徒。 主是如此的渴望帮助，是如此主是如此想要的得到我们，让我们结果子。一天当我们要见主面的时候，我们要在主面前数算我们的账本。圣徒，我跟你我来说，如果我有一个小牌的话，我的小牌是我和我的姊妹，然后我的姊妹和我们也是要尽力的需要在主的面前结果子。然后我们要尽心尽力的为着我们能结果子而向神祷告。我们需要有这样迫切的看到，去为了乃是为了能够多结果子向神来祷告。我们要结果子，要出去，而且我们的果子要长存。哦，姊妹们，我们要滋养，要学会教导。哦，让更多的人能够跟能够成为主的门徒。
B in John 21:15, the Lord charged us to feed the lambs.
哦，在约翰21:15，主嘱咐我们要喂养小羊，要喂养主的小羊，就是受到我们所结的果子。
John 21 speaks of shepherding, of feeding.
所以约翰15嘱咐我们要结果子，约翰21要我们喂养小羊，牧养主的小羊，这两章是联系在一起的。一方面是要结果子要得到人，另一方面是要学会喂养。正如帖前2:7保罗说，只要你们中间为人温和，如同乳母顾惜自己的孩子。
Whenever a mother comes to cherish or nourish her little babe, she's always very gentle.
因为无论何时，母亲顾惜或喂养孩子的时候，她总是温和的。顾惜包括喂养，不仅仅是喂养，还有亲切的照顾。所谓顾惜，是要做一切事来满足幼儿的需要。
The first requirement to have a proper home meeting with these newly baptized ones.Is that regardless of how old they are in their physical life,
所以正确家聚会要和新人有家聚会的头一个要求，就是无论他们肉身的身体多年龄多大，有多高的职位，受多好的教育，我们都要把他们当作婴孩。我们都应该谨记在心，我们在喂养他们。所以在第一点的重要的点就是我们必须要注意要喂养圣徒。所以我们要算一算在我们的当地的教会中有多少的新圣徒新得人的新人，不是计算有多少人到来聚会，而是有多少的新人，有多少新的信徒。这个是我们应当有的聚会的数目。如果我们聚会的人到的人比信徒跟新信徒的人数相当的时候，是正常的情况。
After studying the entire New Testament, we have found that raising up a church is like raising up a family.
第二点，在我们研读整本新约的时候，我们发现兴起教会就像养育一个家庭一样。首先我们要生孩子，然后在他们的家中喂养他们，然后需要在小牌中成全这些孩子们。姊妹们，这就是你的进攻用的地方，这是你们的功用能大大的进攻用的地方。我们要养育一个家庭，要仔细的喂养他们，顾惜他们。
Minister the word or give a deep explanation to some truth. Too many times.
李弟兄在聚会中提到一个事实。
Group meeting or something, my wife would say, "Oh, did you notice Angela? She seemed a little sad tonight."
哦，我的太太有时候在小的聚会中提到说，哦，你见过安吉拉吗？她看起来有点失落。 然后我会说我不知道是什么失落的。
She sees stuff like that.
因为我的妻子有看到这样的情形，不仅仅如此，她我的太太她会去 Angela 那边，然后就说哎，你需要有交通吗？这就是姊妹，这就是进攻用的姊妹，他们可以看到人家，可以主动去顾惜圣徒。
Do we have to hire shepherds? Do you think two brothers here could shepherd the church of 200?
你们觉得如果两个弟兄在这能够照顾到200人的圣徒吗？
Not even natural.
那根本是不正常的。当所有的圣徒都在家的时候，我们有一种互相的喂养，互相的供养和互相的一个顾惜。每一个问题都会被照顾到，并且被解决到。大的问题可以放在弟兄的面前。当新人进来的时候，我们是温柔的，我们是非常的顾惜的，然后我们是温和的，这就是姊妹的功用。这样的功用是急需的。
The way to build up the group meetings is first by going out to gain new ones.
好，我们来读要点。建立排聚会的路，首先是出外得着新人。在得着一两位新人后，我们应该到他们的家里聚会，喂养他们。这个家聚会就成为排聚会。我们必须要让新人知道，排聚会是我们教会的教会生活的生命线和命脉。
You see, all the new ones that we're going to gain need to know something that it's not the big meeting. That's not what we're trying to do.
我们需要让新人知道，你们进来不是为了参加大的聚会。我们是要把你分到不同的排聚会，变成小小的组合。
We're for the building up of the church.
乃是为着教会的建造。我们必须告诉新人。这样的排聚会是生命线，是命脉，是我们生命，是教会生活，教会生活的生命线和命脉。我们来举个例子，如果我去到看一个医生，然后我要知道我的这个心脏的情况，我就会问医生说，哎，那个医生麻烦请问一下我的命脉怎么样，我的脉搏怎么样，是正常的吗？是好不好的，健康的吗？你今天晚上的命脉跳动的脉搏是怎样的？这就是你来检查你的命脉。命脉就是脉搏，是我们教会生活中跳动的脉搏。姊妹们，我在这里呼召你们，每一位姊妹哦，尽量能够打开你们的家。你不要觉得说哦，那个姊妹她家的先生很好，她的家庭也很好，所有的东西很好，所以她才开家。
What about the house that's not so proper? Why not that house?
我们要想一想，那些没有足够好的家庭，那样的家庭不是那么完整的，难道就不可以开家吗？姊妹们，每一个人每一个家都可以打开。我们可以家家的一起来相调，一起来聚会，一起来拨饼。无论外在条件的好坏，我们的家都可以打开，为着主的缘故。我们或许问哦，主啊，我们怎么样打开家呢？哎呀，我家也没那么好。如果你想要开家的话，就请你的丈夫一起来开家。如果说你说哦，我跟我的丈夫有矛盾，他来开家不是就不好吗？但是实际上，如果姊妹聚会在一起的时候，那些都不会是问题。下面来进要点，带领新人进入教会生活的实行，不要等得太久。在他们受浸之后，你应当开始带领他们进入教会的其他聚会中。
We need to realize the threefold purpose of the group meeting.
我们应当领悟到排聚会三重的目的。
Now, we're going to talk about the threefold purpose of the group meeting. We want to get a little vision.
好，我们现在来看一下排聚会当中三重的目的。
Number one.
第一条。
It's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24.
是希伯来书的十章二十四到二十五节。
One another, so as to incite one another to love and good works.
希伯来书十章二十四到五节，且当彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可放弃我们自己的聚集，好像有些人习惯了一样，倒要彼此劝勉。既看见那日子临近，就当如此。
The church life is a one another life.
我们教会的生活是彼此相互的。
Consider one another.
彼此相互是交通。
We're not asking the elders to consider all of us.
我们彼此相互是我们互相彼此相互，而不是要年长的来照顾我们。我们互相考虑到彼此，顾及到彼此，想到哦，他怎么样，他过得怎么样。
You consider them. You consider them. Oh, I wonder if she lost her job.
我们可以去把别人放在我们的心上哦。你可以去想想哦，我的弟兄姊妹们，他们是不是哦没有工作了？他们今天身体好吗？去照顾他们，把他们放在心上。我想问你们一个问题：你们有人顾惜你们吗？你们希望有人顾惜你们吗？你在六到十人的小排当中，你们一起来聚会，像现在这样聚会。然后我就开始来想啊，每一个人顾惜到每一个人，想到每一个人。去啊，激励到每一个人，让每一个人都有一个好的心情，兴起每一个人。然后我们在兴起之后就说，哎，我们可不可以彼此，哎，我们出去，我们通过爱和互相的工作相调，激发彼此，激励彼此。比如说，哦，我今天发了一个短信给一个姊妹，哦，她没给我回，她是不是还好呢？这就是我们的顾惜和相爱。我们每一个人都需要这样的顾惜。弟兄姊妹们，在教会生活当中，我们需要这样的顾惜，彼此的相顾。我们为彼此祷告。我们考虑到彼此。我们会想到，哦，这样子是合适的吗？合宜的吗？我们哦，我你不要担心说，哦，我这样是不是合适的？哦，我不会德语，我很多我都不会耶。那怎么办？
Is he gonna be okay? You better pray for him.
我们要想到我们的好，哦，他们是不是一切都过得还好啊？他们有没有受到伤害？他们有没有一起的？有没有聚会？我们需要每一个人，需要有那么一个人来照顾我们，把我们放在心上。
This is a window into a church life.
其实这些就是可以折射到我们真实的教会生活。言语上的顾惜是教会生活的一扇窗，看看你是否有没有顾惜到彼此。我们是一个小的排，我们互相的相顾。如果你去顾到其他人的话，你为他人祷告，他也会顾惜你，也会为你祷告。那我们想想，这就是一个怎样的教会生活？你们觉得这样的教会生活会有新人进来啊？当然，新人就会加进来，加到我们中间来。因为在这里我们可以看有一些特别的事情发生，不是一个简单的聚会呀，或者是吃吃喝喝。这些是互相相爱的一群人聚在一起，互相激励彼此，互相顾惜彼此。这就是我们说的彼此相顾的聚会。我们这种的相会是彼此相顾，是照顾到其他人，而不是仅仅顾到自己的需要。所以弟兄姊妹们千万不要错失任何一次的聚会。所以保罗在跟这些他的一些 弟兄说你们千万不要回到犹太人的聚会当中，你们要来到一起来聚会，因为主耶稣快要来到了，快要临，主耶稣已经临近了。如果我们需要见到主耶稣快速的临近，我们必须彼此的能够在一起聚会，能够见到
彼此。If we do not fellowship, we cannot consider one another. If we consider one another, we will surely have something to fellowship when we come together.
所以就是说，我们若不彼此交通，我们就不能彼此相顾。我们若彼此相顾，当我们来在一起，就会有可交通的这种交通，自然就会带进带到。
When I got onto this, I was just nearly beside myself. Our group meeting should look like this.
我们的聚会就应该像这样一样，彼此相互的交通。如果聚会太大的话，就会变成一种形式。很多时候你知道吗，在大的聚会当中，我们会每个人戴上一个面具，然后就把真实的自我掩藏起来。哎，弟兄你好吗？哎，很好啊，就变成一个形式上的招呼聚会。但是我们要变成小排，小排是八到十个人的聚会，这样我们可以建立彼此亲密的关系。我们可以说，哎，怎么样？最近过得怎么样？好不好？还行吧。你一切都还好吗？不太好。还好吧。那你好是什么好？是所有都好吗？这种才是真正的人和人之间相顾的聚会。
I got an email from my mom.
他说，哦，我收到一个我妈写来的一封信。
She misses me.
哦，她很想念我。
She's been sick.
她生病了，身体不太好。
So,
然后你就说，哦，姊妹，那我们一起祷告吧，让我们为了你的妈妈来祷告，为了你们的为她的身体健康来祷告。那这样马上我们就已经有这样子的交通了，我们也比已经在相顾了。
No way, you really you failed it? No way, you did. Oh Lord Jesus, do you need some help? You want me to help you study? You don't want me to help you study?
他说，还或者是说，哦，我今天考试失败了。哦，你真的吗？你真的失败了吗？那我们一起来祷告，我们来互相学习，需要我帮忙吗？然后我们一起来祷告，然后这样我们也是很快的就有了这个相顾，然后会带进带祷。我们可不可以这样做？当然可以这样做。为什么我们不能这样做？我们每一个人都应该被神所拯救，进入到彼此相顾的交通当中去。我喜欢这样的小排的聚会，你们喜欢吗？我们在这个小排当中，不仅仅是有聚会和相调，我们更多的时候还有这个彼此之间的顾惜。比如说考试失败的弟兄，哎，有另外一个弟兄可以帮他补功课。好啊，今天又来，就比如说又有一个弟兄啊，今天他失去了工作，他可能做了一些事情，然后他被炒鱿鱼了，但是他需要付租金。他没有钱付租金。哦，或许我们可以彼此之间能够借一些钱给他，让他渡过难关。不一定是给钱，但是我们可以在肢体上面给他一些顾惜，然后我们彼此能够给他。我们不是打了电话说，哦，哎，弟兄啊，你能给他写张支票吗？因为他没有工作了，马上要付租金了。我们不是，我们在聚会彼此相顾的交通当中，在教会的香调当中。姊妹，请问你叫什么？叫梅根。哦，她对于这件事情有负担。我们为了这件事情来祷告吧。我们有一个新的姊妹，然后我们就能够因为这样的相互来带进我们新人的得救。如果我们在很多的时候都做到能够顾养顾惜，并且照顾到我们的圣徒们，这样的教会生活是非常甜美的。姊妹们， 我不认为弟兄可以做到这样甜美的顾惜。
I think they could, on some level.
他们可以照顾到众圣徒的需要，在某种程度上。
Not that intimate.
但是没有那么的亲密，没有那么的甜美，没有那么的温柔和完美。所以姊妹们，我们要跟姊妹们来相调这件事情。我们需要有这样子彼此相顾的甜美的教会生活，能够挨家挨户的互相调在一起。
Point B, little B, this prayer.
好，第二点，这样相互的代祷会带我们进入彼此的相顾。彼此相互会引进牧养，并且牧养会带进帮助，无论是属灵的、实际的或物质的。所以我们刚刚的这些例子，帮助发邮件去祷告，为他生病的母亲祷告，为考试失败的小孩补课，帮助这个失业的弟兄付他的租金，这些其实都是属于物质的、实际的的帮助，不仅仅是属灵的。你当我们看到姊妹和弟兄碰到问题的时候，你不是仅仅说哦，我帮你祷告。我们是有一些实际和物质上面的一些帮助。如果说你第一次失去工作的话，我们祷告；第二次你再失去工作，还需要我给钱吗？或许我还是会给一点点。当我这些要点的时候，我都觉得非常的温暖。你们不觉得吗？这样的要点是实在的，非常宝贝的。好，第三点 C， 我们不该把这三个词相互激发劝勉当作道理，反而应当即刻在我们的排聚会中实行这些事。你们在这个点当中是否看到了姊妹的功用，看到姊妹们这样子的？在提后二章二节，我们也讲到第二点，就是说我们你在许多见证人面前，从我所听见要托付那忠信能教导别人的人。所以我们是要在这个里面当中有一些教导，但是我们不是像老师那样教导，乃是像母亲、像妈妈那样的教导，孩子那样的教导。有，我们不是说教一个孩子怎么样穿衣服，怎么样去在黑板上写字，或者是系自己的鞋带，不是。我们的这种教导是像母亲、乳母顾惜自己的孩子一样，时时的为他祷告。然后知道他有被救赎的需要，他需要受浸。哦，他还没有受浸。然后他新人就说：“我还没有接触到，我为什么要受浸呢？我是一个天主教徒，我为什么还要受浸呢？”那我该怎么做？我该怎么做了？给年长的弟兄姊妹打电话。我们不知道如何回答这样的问题。我们可以回答，我们不需要去寻求其他的途径。我们可以通过回答这些问题来建造我们彼此。可能一个姊妹没有答案，但是另外的姊妹也有答案。然后可能每一个姊妹都能够给这些问题给出一个答案。最后这些所有的答案就会综合成一个正确的答案。然后我们每一个人都是学习者。我们在这个过程当中既是学者又是老师，我们既学习然后也教导别人，这才是我们的互相的这个交通的机会。比如说我们不是说在一起聚在那里读经哈，比如说我们读创世隐藏，那不是聚会，我们而且还要比较小心和警醒。我们的聚会是彼此互相真实的一个相顾，
don't lose the fellowship, the intercession, the care, the shepherding, and the help.
我们的聚会当中是要相顾、激发和劝勉。
The best way by far is by asking and answering questions.
其实最好的方式就是在聚会当中能够提问题和回答问题。
In your Christian life,
在你的基督徒的生活当中，总是会有一些问题你需要得到答案，有些问题或许你并没有得到完整的答案，你可以把那些问题带到聚会当中来，不要觉得说哦，有些问题可能问起来不恰当，没有不恰当的问题。我们是通过这些问题的提问和回答，我们互彼此成全，互相造就，能够让我们的更加基督徒的生活更加成熟。我们不是仅仅是寻求圣灵，让这个圣灵能够把你的房子烧掉的圣灵。我们必须要彼此相顾，在交通代求、彼此相顾和牧养当中，这其中包括了提供帮助，我们便达到排聚会的主要目的，成全圣徒。我们是借着启发、教育、兴起他们来成全。排聚会的目的和目标是借着彼此教导成全圣徒。最佳的路是借着问答合适的问题。
Okay, look at these key words.
请大家看。
The purpose and goal of the group meetings is the perfecting of the saints.
排聚会的目的和目标是借着彼此教导成全圣徒。最佳的路是借着问答合适的问题。问答合适的问题。
And you know that new one doesn't even know the right questions to ask.
你要知道，我们有的时候并不知道如何问合适的问题。有些人可能会说，哦，这是什么意思？每个人都在说，啊，要吃主耶稣，然后这好像是一个口号一样，每个人都要吃主耶稣，这是什么意思？如果你问到这样的问题来讲，你觉得是你的疑虑，你问出来，这就是一个合适的问题。这个时候有人就说，哦，吃喝主啊，我来给你一段经文吧。然后，哦，因为在圣经里面，我们可以读一段圣经，这个是属于属灵上的一个讲究。哦，然后，有一个弟兄可能就会说，哦，我来给你读一段经节吧。哦，另外一个可能说，哦，我们来祷告，那我们导读一下这段经节。你给了不同的答案，每个人都尽功用，每个人都被成全。因为每个人都能够从不同的人的回答当中能够获得成长和属灵的成熟。
He said, "This is why we prepared truth lessons."
这就是为什么我们要准备真理课程。
For the home meetings and truth lessons for the small group meetings.
我们准备真理课程就是为了小排聚会，在某一个点来说，我们在某种程度上，有的时候我们也会把真理课程放到一边，说哦，其实有的时候是要问合适的问题。所以你要想想看，你要想一个合适的问题。请不要问不合适的问题，不要问一些太奇怪或者是过于复杂的问题。我们需要合适的问题。可能说在弟兄说，如果说你在一年当中有42次的小排聚会的话，你可以尝试着在一年当中提出42个合适的问题。借着问答合适的问题，我们彼此成全。我们要看到，在排聚会中发问，我们需要考量我们问的问题是否对众圣徒有益。我们应该避免问奇怪的问题。我想给你们提供一个例子。 但是我又觉得这个例子可能也不是好例子。
Donald Trump would be a good president?
啊，我想问一下你们，你们觉得川普先生会是一个合适的总统吗？
Nothing politics.
我们在这不谈政治，请问他是合适的总统吗？
You know, Cain in the Bible got married.
哦，你知道吗？在那个圣经里面的那个国王也结婚了耶。那结婚了耶，你知道他跟谁结的吗？这个就不算合适的。
Wild tangents. Not only that.
不是合适的问题。
So someone asks a question like that, then you have to right project.
所以说，当有人问到这样有点怪怪的问题的时候呢，你就要准备一个好的、合适的问题。
See, every time we come together,
把它提出来。
Is exercised to practice. By this practice, everyone.
所以我们每一个人呢，当我们来到排聚会中，我们都要操练实行，借此操练每位都能在属灵的功用、恩赐和能力上得到发展。在排聚会中，每位都是教师和学习者。
We should not try to answer everything in every.
我们应该要知道，就是我们的操练和实行是我们，
okay.
我们要学着试着去问答合适的问题。
Of the church life, if we do not build up the group meetings, the church will be very weak.
所以排聚会应该要占到教会生活的80%。我们若不建立排聚会，教会必然很弱。排聚会是教会生活的小影，真实且实际的教会生活是在排聚会里。教会生活的是强是弱，乃是根据排聚会的力量。在教会的众圣徒都在排聚会中，教会就是最健康且坚强的。当众圣徒都在小排聚会中，每位都能充足彻底地实行教会生活。
Okay, sisters, this is my fellowship for you.
姊妹们，这是我对你们的一点交通。
And you are many of you are the gatekeepers in your houses. You can open your home.
主耶稣，每一位姊妹，你们都是你们家的守门人，你们可以决定是否要打开你们的家。但是我想告诉姊妹们，主耶稣，我会为你们祷告，希望你们能够兴起来，为着召会生活的实行。
Okay, I'll stop here.
我先停在这里。
Already.